This is Cooper, and welcome back to the podcast, Saucers.
Sauce, baby. Let's get freaking sauce. Let's do this. You ready to get right into it?
Yes, sir.
I know you're not a part of it in the very first half because you weren't feeling too well, but we did loop around and get you back in.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, people, so don't worry about me.
So let's get right into it.
Sir.
All right. Well, words. It looks like I'm not going to make an introduction for now because I don't know what I'm doing and nothing sounds right. So we'll just get right into it. And as you probably notice, my man, the myth and the legend, Cooper, is not here. He is sick, maybe. I went to go pick him up this morning and he was sitting on the couch and he looked sick. I asked him if he wanted, if he was ready to go. He said, yeah. And then my mom walked in and asked him if he was okay. And he's like, I don't want to go. I think he's going to be so mad at me. And no, I'm not mad at him. He's sick. He really wants to do the podcast. And I told him I was still going to do it today. And he got upset. But we're going to get together in the middle of the week and next weekend so that we can maybe get two episodes out. Rather than waiting every weekend. I've been so antsy to do more. It's just I don't want to overdo it. And, especially I have to wait when he's available. He's really a busy man. He's got elementary school going for him. He's got projects for elementary school. He's got so much, basketball, women. Oh, this man's so busy. But I am chilling on the couch that we did the podcast on. I have a mic today, so my voice sounds so much better. I have the computer next to me. We are straight chilling, and we're going to be talking, and we're going to be getting to know each other a little bit more and a little more intensely, if that's a word. So, what I wanted to start off today, because my week has been a slap in the face, absolutely, is I wanted to call out the females. Where's all my females at? Raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 9.
Okay. Listen. Let me backtrack. Okay. I can see analytics on my computer, which means that I have a breakdown of all the people that watch. Not all the people. That's a little scary. I can see the gender of people that are listening to my podcast, and over 60% are females. And obviously, I know you're listening because I'm single and you want this. And in Cooper's words, you want to feast on this. If you haven't watched the first episode, go watch the first episode. You'll know what I'm talking about. And I know what country of origin you're from. And so that's irrelevant. But let me get back to it. So women, I don't freaking understand you. And I don't understand how your brain works. And I need to figure out a way for the listeners to contact me and message me so that I can get, obviously, comments back about how they like the podcast and answering questions that I ask on the podcast. Anyways, yeah, I don't understand you because I come on a little strong. And by a little strong, I mean I come on strong. And some of you already know that because the people listening pretty much know me. But back to the story from last episode with the girl from work. So I figured out she's got a boyfriend, so that sucks. Even though I kind of got rejected to the whole going out for coffee. Though, you know that story. I'm not going back into it. So my coworker, every day we post in a Teams chat, would you rather questions, and We do that to start off the day. It's a little fun thing that we get to do. And all the interns reply to her. So the question was, would you rather find your true love tomorrow or would you rather win the lottery tomorrow? I reply, me being my sweet self, I said, true love is my lottery. And other people said, true love, and the girl, I'm not going to say her name, she said the lottery. And then she followed it up with, good thing I'm in a healthy relationship. If you didn't hear that, I was a slap to my face. She knows exactly what she was doing. She didn't have to play that hard. That's rude. You don't got to do that. Anyways, that's just so rude. Oh my God, that's so aggravating. Yeah, no, we're cool though. We talk every day. We joke around. I think we talk more now because she knows that I know where her relationship is. Holy crap. I know where her relationship's at. So she doesn't have to feel awkward or like, I guess, push me off to like make me get the hint. But yeah. Yeah, so that sucks. And then there's another person. There's another girl that I thought was really pretty. Every day I go get Starbucks before work. I go like to a Starbucks that's probably about 5 minutes away from my house. And I started going whenever the busy season for tax started back. And she was in the window and I thought she was really pretty. And I was like, wow. But, you know, I don't typically like say anything to people that, you know, work in those places because I feel like I'm never going to see them again, which is a reason I should say something if you think about it. But no, I continue to go every day, and this Starbucks has decided to do like, they have a person standing outside to take your order rather than you like pulling up to the whole menu. And I pull up and she's outside one day. And I choked and I didn't end up saying anything. So I just, you know, had my normal order and drove away. And I was complaining to my parents like, oh my God, I should have told her that she was pretty. I should have asked her for her number. And I was like, damn it. So then I kept like hyping up, oh, the next time she's outside, I'm going to end up telling her that she's pretty. And I might ask her for her number. And she just was not outside for 2 or 3 weeks. And she was in the window most of the time after that. So then the other day, I think like 2 or 3 days ago from when I'm making this podcast, I was driving on my way to Starbucks and I was thinking in my head, I was like, you know what? Screw it. If she's in the window, I'm telling her she's pretty. I don't need her by herself to tell her she's pretty. Like I should be able to say that type of statement to anybody. It's really not a big deal. Like she'll take it as a compliment. It's really nice for me to say. I hope it's not taken like I'm weird or like, you know, scary. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. So then I drove up and as I was pulling up, I saw that she was standing outside. Guys, she was outside. So my confidence just like went out the roof. Like I knew I was going to tell her, because if I was planning on telling her in the window, well, then it's going to be so easy for me to do it when she's outside because she's all alone. So I pull up and she's like, oh my God, you're hot. And no, I'm kidding. So I pull up and she's like, no, I keep ruining the story. I pull up and I said, wow, she's outside today. And she giggles and laughs. And then she goes, how are you? And I said, I'm good. How are you? And she's like, good. She's like, you get the cold brew, right? And I said, yeah. Yeah, I do. And I was about to say with caramel drizzle. But when I said with, she cut me off and she said caramel drizzle. And I about screamed. And I said, yes, you got it. Not in that high voice because I would have scared her. And then she said, can I get you anything else? And I said, no, but I did want to tell you that you're really pretty because I've been wanting to tell you that. I worded it in a way smoother way than that. That sounded really bad. But then she's like, oh my God, that's so nice. That's like really nice. You have a great rest of your day. What the hell? Okay. No, it wasn't that bad. There was a line of cars behind me. Obviously, she had to get to the line of cars. She can't just sit there and talk to me all day is what I'm hoping was the thing. But she said it was really nice. You know, there was really no follow-up to that. She told me, have a great rest of my day, and I told her the same. And then as I drove away, I was proud of myself because I told her, I called my dad, I called my mom, and told him that I finally told her that she was really pretty. I didn't get her number or anything. I didn't get her Instagram. I didn't get her Snapchat. I didn't get her email. I didn't get her Kick. I didn't get her anything. I didn't get, yeah. So I improved myself motivation wise, but I didn't, I guess it's a step. And I still continue to go to that Starbucks and I still see her, but it's those normal, like, how are you? So I don't know for people that work in that type of field, how much they get hit on or how much they're told that they're pretty. And if they're actually allowed to, like, flirt back. I think everybody in Starbucks can hear what's going on. So if I talk to her through her mic, that all the people inside of Starbucks can hear what I'm saying. I think it, all of them are linked up. So obviously if I asked her for a number, I don't think that she'd give it to me, because everybody would hear that she's giving her number to me, and I feel like that's looked down upon. So I actually don't know how that works or what I should do in that situation, or if I just leave it alone and take the whole being proud of myself for calling her pretty, because that's a big step. Honestly, I feel like a lot of guys don't have the balls to do that, and I grew some twig and acorns to do that. So I'm really proud of myself. But that's background. I just want to complain a little bit and say that girls play way too many damn games. It's just, it's ridiculous to me. And I don't understand. Am I not supposed to act like myself? Because myself, I'm weird and I'm a little out there, but I'm really straight up. And I know being weird around girls when you're with them for the first time, I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to act? I don't want to act like that guy that's like, yo, what's up? Like, trying to act all cool, because that's not me. And I'll feel fake at that point. I just want to be myself, and I want to go up to a girl and be myself and be my energetic self. And I want her to appreciate that and be like, wow, this cat is really cool. And he's got a really good, enthusiastic personality. I like him. He's cute. And, you know, he's way different from all the other guys. But no, not even like, this guy's cool, I want to be his friend. It's more like, this guy's weird, I don't want to talk to him. And I don't get that. And I'm weird. I do some weird stuff, but it's not like out of, I don't know, the ordinary. If any friend of yours did what I do, you would just laugh because they're already your friend. But if you meet me for the first time, this is where I need a second person here, like Taylor, to be able to counter what I'm saying, because I'm one-sided on how I see myself. So I need that counterbalance, which I'll probably add him on this podcast because he's coming here with his girlfriend. We're going to go get dinner later. So I'll probably catch him and I'll end up picking up this podcast back where we left off. So I'll plan on doing that, because I don't think I can go through this conversation complaining about what's going on without somebody giving me a peace of mind of how I can fix this about myself. Or the main thing is, I just don't want to have to change anything about myself when I meet somebody new. I think that's stupid. And a lot of people tell me to just, just to be normal. And that doesn't make sense to me, because my normal is being silly. So I'm not going to go meet somebody and act different so that they like me, because then it's like, I don't want them to like me if they just don't accept me for who I am. And every new person that I meet, I'm always like, go listen to my video on YouTube, Lock and Key by Ethan Phillips. Go listen to my video, Lock and Key by Ethan Phillips. Because if you can't watch that video, and by the way, it's meant to be funny. Don't think I'm really trying to be like a crazy good rapper in it, because I'm not. And if you can't watch that and just respect the fact that it's like, this guy's out there and that's pretty cool, then like I don't want you to be my friend, because if you're just gonna talk crap about me from after watching that video, then it's whatever, it can be whatever. And that's typically like my way to gauge how people are gonna respond to how I am. If they take that video like, bro, that's some weird stuff, I don't know what you were doing, and just laugh it off, then it's kind of like, cool, like you watched it. If you're like, dude, you're so like weird, like, ugh, get away, then it's like, no, you can get away, you're not my friend. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at. And after that long spiel for about 5 minutes, I think I realized why women don't like me. But yeah, but it's fine, because there's a woman out there for each of us. And we'll all find, there's a woman or man out there for each of us, and we will find them one day, whether it takes me to when I'm 60 years old or whether it takes me to tomorrow. I will be patiently waiting for it to happen. God, this is so sad.
Okay, I am sorry about that rant a couple hours ago. I am back and I am chilled out. I am on my beanbag. I'm very comfortable. It's been a couple of hours and now I have my dinner and I am settled and I am in the room with Taylor and Ashlyn. Say hi to the podcast.
Hi.
They are super excited to be a part of the Sauce podcast. They have their dog that they are currently rubbing down right now. His name is Finn. He's a corgi. He's
hi, buddy.
He looks like a fox. That's what I call him. But I mentioned Taylor earlier and that I needed a peace of mind from him to explain to y'all what I'm trying to talk about how I am with women, because it's just not, it doesn't go my way anytime. I just put myself out there way too much, and I think that I'm fine with being who I am. I think I just like, not obsess, but just talk up like the situation more than it's needed to be. Because remember when I was talking about Starbucks girl and the girl from work, I would always like come back home and I'd be like, oh my God, like I messaged her like, hey, yeah, and she said hi instead of hey, what does that mean? Like I look into too much stuff.
Girls do that too.
Yeah, for but sure. They don't talk about it openly. Do
yeah,
they?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Just with other girls?
Oh yeah.
That's stupid. I'm the type of person that I would rather than just like put it out there on the table. Like, let me know what you're thinking. Like, I just, people aren't like that though.
I think that girls always expect guys to make the first move too. So like until you're super forward, which I've found that like girls find more attractive is when you're very forward, even though I've never been that kind of person, but like,
yeah, but there's a different type of forward that I am.
Yeah,
like I am fair. Forward, but not in the forward like sweep you off your feet type of forward that like a girl is wanting for her, yeah, you know, love romantic
it's
story.
Like the cliche type of love.
Yeah, and speaking of love, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and I'm single, don't have anybody to share it with. I'll be sharing it with my mother and sister tomorrow.
That
so.
Counts.
Yeah, that does count. I guess I am loved somewhere. But back to me and my problems. I'm the type of person that would want to just put it on the table. Like, you know, I see a girl, I think she's cute. It's like, boom, you're cute. Your turn. You tell me.
For me, I feel like I haven't dated in a very long time, but
we're dating.
I mean, I haven't like dated. I haven't been single in a really long time. Like, I haven't been in the dating scene. But when I was, I liked that more than someone who's, like, playing games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've noticed recently with my friends who are single that, like, they say they don't like games. But then when a guy's like, you're really pretty, let's go get coffee, they're like, this guy just wants to go get coffee. Like,
wait, what do you mean by that? Just
like,
wants to go get coffee?
Or just like straightforward. Like you said in your last podcast, yeah, that you asked the girl from work, like, you want to go get coffee? And she was just like, I'm busy.
Wait, like, why?
I don't know. It's a weird thing because to me, I would rather have someone be forward and just say, do you want to have coffee? And then I'll be like, yeah, I want to have coffee. And then you go and have coffee and like, it's great.
Exactly.
But recently, I don't understand, because I have friends who like say that they are tired of the games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then a guy will not play games and just ask them out, and they'll be like, I need an excuse to not go out.
That's so stupid.
Give me an excuse. And I'm like, but you said you didn't want games. And they're like, you're right, but I don't want to do this either. And I'm like,
what do they want?
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, but that's just so, that's the aggravating part. Like, I just.
You have to find the happy medium. Like, you have to be mysterious at first and then be like.
Mysterious.
There's this cool coffee place.
To be mysterious is like I stare at a goal from afar. I stalk. I'm going to do that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to go to work and I'm just going to stare at
the girl. I was mysterious when Ashlyn and I first started dating.
Ashlyn's shaking her head no. What do you mean you're mysterious? Because it was kind of out of nowhere?
I'm sitting behind you in class.
Staring at you.
Knowing who you are.
No, but that's on your side. Like, I would sit in class and I would like
being mysterious too.
I would be on my phone and like he sat behind me, so I never saw him, but I would go on my phone a lot in this class, and on like Snapchat was recent, like kind of new, and I would like go on my Snapchat a lot, and when I'd open my front camera, he's always behind me. And I'm like
looking at your phone.
Like, this guy's kinda
cute. Ooh.
And, like, I took a picture and I sent it to one of my girlfriends, and I was like, this guy that sits behind me is really cute, and she like screenshotted it and sent it to me, and like that's the first picture I screenshotted, and then like
wait.
We eventually talked after class one day.
Wait, she screenshotted
my
it?
My friend did.
And then she sent it to me. Oh, she sent it to
you. Yeah, because I said he was cute. And I like didn't save it because Snapchat didn't have like that thing.
And that so then one day like you guys just started talking?
He like introduced himself after class one day. Or was it did we get put in like a peer review group? It was an English class.
Yeah, it was something like that. For some reason we had to be in a group.
Yeah.
For class. And that's the first time that I saw the front of your face. So I was constantly looking at the back of your head. I was like,
wow.
Damn, that is a nice back of a girl's head right there.
You got him by the back of your head.
I was like, holy crap, look at the back of this girl. Like, oh my God. No. But the real first time. Well, I didn't actually connect the dots until later on. Like, at first, I saw you in the picture that Maddie posted. That was the first time, because I remember telling you, I was like, who is that girl in the middle? And then we would talk back and forth.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, who is that girl in the middle? And then like, I kind of knew about you, but I never really got to see you in person. And then when I connected the dots that we were in the same class, it's like, oh my God. This is the girl with the nice back of head.
It's so funny because we were talking about this the other night, actually, like just talking about how we knew each other before we knew each other kind of thing.
Yeah.
And do you remember that football game that I went to with Maddie and she introduced us after?
Yeah.
She thought that I would like you. She's like, you need to date Ethan. I'm going to introduce you. And then after she's like, this is Ethan. And I was like, hey, like really awkward. And you were with Taylor.
Yeah.
Like she didn't even introduce us. Like didn't even say what his name was.
Really?
But he was there. And she just like ignored his existence.
That's
which is really funny.
Wait, but she liked me. She liked me.
But she was like, you were
sorry
like
to
Ethan.
Call you out if you're listening to this, by the way. I doubt you are. But yeah. Wait. So what was Taylor's move, I guess, to like initiate that you knew that he found you attractive and that he wanted to pursue you?
The TBH on Instagram.
To be
really
honest, you want to be completely
yeah from the start, like what was the
so I followed her and she had no idea who I was, but I kind of knew who she was already.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by like I'm being mysterious, because
yes.
Like I'm slowly making my way in, figuring out who her connections are.
The long
are.
Game.
Yeah, the long game.
That's like, so hard for me.
Like,
that's
who
so
her connections are. I'm not breaking the ice. I'm just, like, kind of, like, stalking in a way, but at the same time, it's
like
not.
It.
It's just, like, finding out all of her friends, like, her background. Like, I remember going to Jeep Fest after, like, she had no idea who I was, and I remember going to Jeep Fest in Georgia with my cousins, and I knew that she had a Jeep, so I felt inclined to post a lot about that I was at Jeep
that's
Fest.
That's smart.
To get her attention. That's She's like, smart. Oh my gosh, like he's into Jeeps too. Like that's what I mean by like I was being mysterious. But I pretty much set
I didn't know that.
I set a bunch of things up, and then when I see the opportunity that she posted TBH, I was like, well, let's see if she's interested, because I know she's been like, she had to like have been caught by the Jeep Fest thing. Like,
yeah,
she kind of knows a little bit of who I am. And like, I'm sure I've made some kind of appearances in her feed. This sounds so cringy because like,
it was so long ago.
In the time of technology, it's just like,
it was different.
Really? We're going to meet through a TBH. Like this
is
so
different too.
Cause
I don't know. So embarrassing. I used to post TBHs, like for a TBH when I wanted certain guys to be like,
yeah,
I want it, like, so that I could specifically be like, I'm going to do this guy's TBH because I want him to talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. I used to do
that.
So
yeah.
But with girls.
I thought I was Zach Baylog.
No, I didn't.
I remember you saying.
I knew that I wanted to talk to Taylor, but I didn't know his name, obviously. And him and Zach looked alike with the hair thing.
Yeah.
So on their Instagrams, most of their pictures were baseball pictures, and I could not tell. I'm like, I don't want to accidentally DM the wrong guy. So I have to post the TBH thing, then like do their TBH and then see what they say back, and then I'll be able to tell who's who.
Yeah.
So that was my whole thing. And then
You couldn't tell from the pictures?
I couldn't tell from the pictures.
No way. No. I couldn't tell from the pictures, so I got to see how he talks. Oh, that's funny.
It's weird, though, because, like, this whole time, I know who she is and a lot of things about her, and she knows nothing about me.
And you played baseball.
Which gives me a huge advantage.
Zach does, too.
When I'm going to break the ice,
yeah.
I already know most of the stuff about
her.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Dude, that's literally what's wrong with me. Like, oh, God, I'm throwing myself under the bus. But the girl from work, like, I searched her on Instagram. She was private. And then I searched her on Twitter.
Honestly, all these girls that you've been finding have been private, which is, like, a huge blow.
For Ashlyn, if you heard that somebody, like, I guess Taylor back then, was, like, searching you on, like, Instagram. Like, he actually searched your name in Instagram before you even told him your name. Is that flattering to you, or is that weird?
Even if it was now, and if, like, I was single, and I'm, like, 22 in college.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
like,
yeah, I guess
a random guy.
Like, I feel like it's flattering when you think they're cute, but if you don't, it's, like, weird. And it's only because they're cute that it's,
like,
flattering.
You're right. There is a very fine line.
And that's, like, bad, but I mean,
but
I get it, too.
The good thing about social media is that the girl will never know whether or not you look up her name.
Yeah.
Unless you tell her. So it's not really creepy, but it will be flattery if you actually know things about her.
Yeah.
Like, she'll think that you picked up on them, like, without being stalkerish. Like, all the things Taylor just said, I had no clue. And, like,
that's funny.
I didn't think that he picked it up off my social media and stuff, but, like, he obviously did.
Yeah.
I just thought that he, like, picked up on a lot of things about me, which was, like, oh, like, he's paying attention.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I feel like some people find what I did weird, though.
Yeah.
They'd be like, why didn't
like
you just go up to her and ask her on a date?
Okay.
But, like, honestly, that's not me. I'm too shy, and, like, I want to have an advantage.
So many people make that comment, and my parents being, you know, a lot of it whenever, because I tell them everything, they always bring up, like, why don't you just go talk to her in person? And I'm sorry, but anybody can disagree with me, but I think this day of age, you, like, other than the whole, like, if a girl finds you attractive, it's different. It's so different. But if you don't know if a girl finds you attractive, and there's a possibility of her finding you, like, unattractive, and you're going up to her, like,
it's
asking
sad.
Her questions, it's weird.
It's sad, sad that you have to do it through social media. But at the same time, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
Just throw a bunch of hooks in the water.
And then if
one of them bites, then you take it to the next level.
Exactly.
It's almost like, because of social media, something got added in between the steps. Like before the first step. Now there's this pre-stage where you guys connect through social media.
Yeah, where you can act interested, but at any point, one of you can pull away because it's just that easy because there's no...
You don't ever see each other.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And you can be blunt. But I feel like if you make it past that, it's that much stronger because they could have left you.
Right.
Like, there's no feeling bad and needing to stay with them and talking to them. Like, if you're in person,
it gives
like,
you, if you it go gives to the you movies, both confidence.
Yeah. If you both go to the movies and you figure out you don't like each other, right. Well, you're staying for that whole movie. Yeah. You're not leaving unless you have some balls.
But now the first date, you both know you're interested.
Yeah.
You both have confidence. So now the first date's actually good.
So that's, I can't get to that.
I think it's also a way of kind of feeling out whether or not you can have good conversation. Because, like, I remember when we first started talking, we didn't, like, hang out in person. Even though we had class together, we wouldn't hang out during class. We would,
walk
like,
to and from class.
Yeah, we would walk to and from class. But, like, even before that, when we first met, I remember I gave you my Snapchat. And that's, like, ooh, the thing. You do Snapchat before you do text because it's short and it's, like, banter. And it's a lot easier to keep up than, like, a actual text conversation or, like, in person. So I remember we would always like flirt or like banter, like small talk back and forth. And like anytime I was talking to other guys, like before I met Taylor, if conversation wasn't like decent over Snapchat, like if it was awkward or I like they weren't good at like chatting, I like wouldn't reply. Cause like it's just.
You wouldn't reply?
I wouldn't reply because if you can't have like chill conversation like what we're talking now, which like. Even text conversations, but if you can't have a conversation over text, are you going to be able to sit in front of me?
Yeah.
And look?
Are you able to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But also, I want to make this point. When you're texting or Snapchatting, you have a lot of time to think about what you're going to say.
You do, yeah.
Like, you can make the conversation so much better than if you're in person because you have all this time to think about what you're going to say, what they could possibly reply, like... It's
just psychoanalyze
easy.
Every single thing they
it's
say.
It's honestly just easier.
I'm such a talk texter though. Anything that I would say, it goes to text.
Yeah.
So I'm usually really quick to respond. I don't think out my responses.
I feel like I'm much more witty in text message.
Yeah, I don't think quick. It's kind of what's my response as soon as I read it. Kind of like what's my next thought. It's not okay. They said this. Now let me compose a way of maybe, you know, taking this message and making my response flirty.
Yeah.
And so I don't
like when I text Ashlyn in the morning, I say good morning babe, and she'll say like good morning love, but like would you really say that in person?
Yes.
Like
I've never said that before in my life.
Never said that.
I say babe sometimes, but in text message I say babe like all the time.
I literally
as like in just another word
like
LOL,
I'm breaking
babe.
Up a like a paper because you know how you don't want to say like one word too often, so you use a synonym.
Yeah,
so
I do that.
If I look up and I look in our messages and I've said babe 3 times in the last 5 messages, I'll use love or like no title.
Yeah.
Just to like break it up a little.
So I know when with my last girlfriend, whenever we were texting, the very first time that babe came out of her, like when she texted me and I saw babe in it, that was like, that felt like so nice. Like, did y'all have that same feeling? Like, who said it first, I guess? Who
I mean,
said babe
honestly,
first?
Honestly, I kind of remember that feeling, but
it's
I
like
don't
a good
remember
feeling.
That because
it's such a
time.
Step. If she says it first, you're like, oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I that's how I take it. I think that's awesome. Like, whenever it just is implemented without ever saying anything, and then all of a sudden, she uses it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's...
I'm
like
totally different. I feel like no one ever addresses people by their names.
Yeah.
So if someone was to say like, Ashlyn,
yeah.
come sit over, like, come here and talk to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you use my name. Cause like, if I was like, oh, Ethan,
yeah.
you look really nice today. Instead
yeah.
of being like, you look nice today.
Yeah.
It's like, it gives a whole different like meaning. And like, I get that feeling that you're talking about when people like, I don't know, address like, it sounds so simple, but people don't do that anymore.
I think early on, whenever you switch to babe, it's nice.
Yes.
And then later on, then
babe
you're like,
is honestly,
I want my
at
name.
This point, it's just a filler word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I know. At this point, it's not as like impactful whenever you hear
it's just like,
I'm just saying
LOL,
that first
babe.
Time hearing it, it was like, whoa, we're here now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, obviously, and no, it's way different than hearing the, you know, I love you. Because when you first say that, that's
it
like,
sucks because,
whoa!
Like, I'll never get to feel that again, you know?
Oh, my God. That's a nice... That's like a nice sentence.
Is
but
it
also
nice
like,
or
yeah, yeah. I mean, he's basically
sweet.
Saying,
sweet.
Yeah, he's basically saying that he doesn't plan on being with anybody else, but also like, damn, I never get to feel that anymore. No.
But I mean, no. Honestly, going back to the fact that you can't get past the pre-stage to get to step one, I really think it's just the fact that you overthink it and you have so much time to think about what you're going to say to them and what you're going to do to like get them to notice you. And you need to spend more time getting to know them before you do that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You need more
context.
Yeah.
I just feel like
more research.
I guess
friendship.
The girl at work, obviously she has a boyfriend now, so that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But it's without her having a boyfriend at work. I think that if I were to like start talking to her, I need to not go because I wanted her number. I wanted her number because I feel like once I have her number, I can, that's a way I can like keep talking to her and keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
So I don't have to wait each day. Cause then she's downstairs. I'm upstairs. So I don't ever get to see her. I get to see her probably like 10 minutes per day.
Yeah.
And I want more time than that because I feel like that's not enough time for me to make an impression,
but it
really is. Cause I can go down there and like, obviously like address her and like,
what you were doing.
I was doing, I still do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it in that way anymore because I go down there and see the other interns too. I talk to all the interns. It's just a plus that she's down there. But again, I can't.
Well, then what's your next step with Starbucks, girl?
Well, that's the thing. I'm forced to wait with her because I only get like 5 seconds with her and she's in the window.
You don't ever know when you're going to see her.
Yeah, but.
You think she thought about that a lot?
I don't know.
I feel like that changed her whole day when you said that.
Maybe, or she's just like another weirdo who told me I'm pretty.
That could be.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, I think the thing that will be the decision is the second she makes eye contact with you in the drive-thru, her reaction. If it's happy, then I think you're
I already saw her again.
Wait, what do you mean?
The next day, I went through the line and she was in the window. And then I was like, hey. And then she was like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, good, how are you? And she's like, good. It's 573. And I was like, okay. And I point my phone. And then she scans it. And then she gets the cold brew. And she's like, you have a great rest of your day. I'm like, you too. And then I drive away. I'm like, fuck.
No. Ethan.
Why didn't you say something?
What do you mean? I don't know. Because like,
now, you know what she's thinking?
She's like, oh, he just said that.
He came one day and is like, I'm pretty. And now he's being weird as hell. Because
what do you mean weird? I said,
okay,
how are you?
It's weird because you didn't ask for her number. You should have, like, you did the little pre thing. And, like, that's
maybe,
so
maybe
nice.
Maybe I'm being mysterious and making her wait.
Well, now she's just like.
Oh, God.
No.
I think you missed the opportunity to ask for her number. Not that she still won't give it to you the next time.
Yeah. Okay. Does your Starbucks, this is just a tangent, but. Do they ask you like a weird personal question when you're making an order?
No.
Okay, because I went to Starbucks the other day and this has never happened to me before, but in the drive-thru, and not to like be weird because it wasn't because the guy was into me or like thought I was cute because it was very obvious he was gay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I thought maybe it was like a new thing they do when the line is long to like make time pass.
I get that, yeah.
But he was like, oh, one quick question before you pull up to the window. If you could travel anywhere in the world without, like, with everything paid for, where would it be and why?
Boom.
And I was just like, oh.
That'd be pretty cool if they did that. I would like that.
Yeah, and my grandma was like, is that a thing? And I was like, I don't think it's a thing, but it might be a new thing.
That'd be really cool.
I was on the way to go see Ashlyn, and I had her on the phone with me while this guy had a 5-minute conversation with me about school and about what colleges he was going to.
Wait, where?
At the Starbucks right off 54.
Nobody talks to me like that.
There's this guy. He's asking
like,
me all these
get
questions.
Get him out of here.
Like, like, I think I had a UF shirt on. He's like, oh, you go to UF? And I was like, oh, no, I go to USF. He's like, he said something about, oh, yeah, USF's a good school. And I was like, yeah, my girlfriend goes to UF. And he's like, Yeah, I'm either going to go there or somewhere else. But then he's like, if I get accepted into Yale, I'm going to go to Yale, though. And I'm like,
oh, whoa. That's a big change.
I was like, okay.
I did show up that day that she was in the window that I didn't say anything. There was another lady outside, and she sees me come. I go there every morning.
Yeah.
And she's like, as I'm pulling up, it's just weird. And she's like looking at me. She's like waving at me. And I'm like, waving through my windshield, like, hey. And then I pull up, she's like, hey, how are you? And
I'm
like,
fan favorite at that
point. I must be. And then I'm like, good, good. And then she's like, what can I get for you today? And then I was like, can I get my cold brew, blah, blah, blah. So then we go through that. She's like, is that it? Yeah. And he's like, well, it's nice seeing you. And I'm like, it's nice to see you too. And then I pull up, I'm like, what the hell? Like,
I wonder if the girl that you said was pretty, if they like, talk, they're like, yeah, the guy in the like gray Civic, he told me I was cute. And then the other lady is like, he comes in every morning, he's just so sweet. And you're just like, the guy with the gray Civic,
I'm just that guy. See, that's the thing, like, I wish I knew that.
Well, when you get her number, you can ask her.
Am I, do y'all like praise me whenever I
that
come
would be
in?
A good conversation
that would
started.
Yeah.
Well, if I got her number, I would already kind of know I'm not in, but I'm like, I'm
yeah.
in, like, I got her number. But
she's giving you a chance.
You know what you should do?
What should
this
I do?
This might be stupid. People should like let you know if this is stupid. Reply to his.
I don't
like,
know how to get them to reply, but apparently,
like on your Instagram, whenever you put it, like, oh, new episode, they can like,
yes.
reply to that. Or
okay,
something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But if this is stupid, let him know, because I think this would be cool.
Let him know. Let
but
her know.
Yeah, let her know. But when you go up to the window, instead of having open your Starbucks thing, open your like Instagram thing.
Ooh.
And be like, have me on Instagram. Or like,
Instagram.
Or
go
your
listen
Snapchat,
to Sauced.
Where she can like,
yeah, do the Snapchat,
yeah,
scan
do the Snapchat thing.
Thing
like,
where she can just scan
sorry.
It.
Oops, sorry, wrong app. I meant to pull out my Starbucks.
I think that's cringe.
I just thought it would be funny.
I was thinking if she was outside again, and then she's like, "Can I get you anything else?" Be like, "Yeah, and your number."
Well, when you first told me about the story, I thought that's where that was going. Because
that would have been smart.
She
I just
said
that
anything else, and then you started to say something, but then she cut you off and said what else you wanted. Like, she was really.
Yeah, she knew to put caramel drizzle on top of my cold brew. I told them about this already today. And this is freaking awesome. And then I told her she was pretty, and she's like, oh my God, thank you. You have a great rest of your day. And I'm like, I don't want to leave. I want to keep talking to you.
Why didn't you continue?
There's people behind me.
See, I told Mark that, and he's like, so? They can wait. But then again, Mark doesn't give a shit. When
I know, he
there.
Really doesn't. I just don't have big enough huevos. I don't know. That was a big step for me to call her pretty. I thought that was crazy. I called my dad right after. I called him, and I was like, dude. And he's like, what? And he thought like something crazy happened. And I'm like, I told her. She was pretty. And
he's
then,
like, who? You're like,
he knows exactly what I'm talking about, because weekly, like, I call him and tell
it's
him about
funny
it.
Because the way you contact me, you could be winning the lottery, you could have gotten a car accident, a family member
the way
could
I
have
texted
died.
You.
Like, anything, any of those possibilities could have happened the way that you try to tell me something
yeah.
that's like crazy.
I texted Taylor saying, dude, and he's like, what? And then I sent a picture of Starbucks girl. It could have literally been anything else, and it was that moment. And then you're like, do it, bro. And I was like, I did, and you're like, let's go.
The best part about this is you haven't even seen the lower half of her face.
Oh, I haven't. She could look like whether it's like, you know, buck teeth and all, like, oh yeah, I mean, we can hope not.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like, it's like, can I get your number? And then she's like, oh, I can't give you my number at work. I'm like, what time do you get off? She's like, 6. And I'm like, I'll be here. And then I come pick her up. She gets in my car. She takes off the mask. She's like, hey. And then she just doesn't look that good. I'm like, ooh, I know. Actually, I got to go.
She might have masked me, too.
She could have masked me.
I'm wearing it so much.
She could.
You guys are not being very nice.
Hey, don't girls like mean guys? I'm told by
yes.
girls that I'm too nice.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I honestly think that girls are into toxicity.
Yeah. Do you think I'm too nice? Do you think I'm too nice?
I don't really know.
That's a yes.
No, I don't hear that much about you, like, in the relationship realm.
No, but, like, high school.
I didn't really know you that well
I would,
school.
Dude. You know, looking back.
Yes, you were too nice to high school girls. But in college, it's
different.
What
does that mean, though? I don't get that.
Because, like, if me now, if I was, like, walking to class or in the library or in class, and a guy, like, was just an ass, I would just be like, get the hell away from me.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be an ass, like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
It's not like
but
that.
Like, but I don't mean that, like.
That's not what
they're I think it's more like not walking up to you and being like, ugh. It's more like, y'all have a conversation and they make a slick, like, asshole comment, but, like, in a cutie flirty way.
An example?
I don't know. Because I don't know because I'm too nice. So obviously I don't do it.
Yeah.
An example
too? I kind of know what you mean.
It kind of like maybe you're talking and she's like, yeah, I'm wearing my like cute shirt today. And you're like,
that's ugly.
Yeah, that's ugly. And then some girls like laugh at that and they're like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. No,
like that.
That.
Like,
I
but me,
that.
If a girl said, yeah, I'm wearing my cute shirt today, I'd be like, yeah, that does look really good on you. And then she's like, haha, thanks.
Okay.
You're my friend.
Thanks,
okay,
best friend.
I see what you're best friend.
Okay, it kind of cut me off because I guess it. The software cuts us off at 30 minutes, but we'll just continue to where we were. Taylor brought up that he scrolled to an Instagram post that Ashlyn did the TBH on.
Yeah, so I kind of, just judging by reading what she said, I really made her make the first move. So I guess I replied to saying, yes, do my TBH. And then she says, TBH, I don't know you, but you're pretty cute and you look really familiar for some reason.
You went out there like that? You look really familiar?
I don't like
she
beat around the bush.
Swinging.
That's good.
And I say, thanks, hit me up sometime.
Ooh.
And she said, add me on Snapchat.
Add me on Snapchat.
Instantly Snapchat.
Wow. Ashlyn, I didn't know you were so forward.
Maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Is that a good thing or is it
no,
a bad
it's
thing?
Terrible.
I feel like...
See, I'm practicing. See that? I didn't compliment that.
No, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, I mean, for me...
If someone would have said that to you in high school, would you have been like, I like this girl? Or would you have been like,
I mean, it depends if
forward.
I thought she was cute. Like,
true.
If I answered your TBH, I'm guessing I thought you were cute.
Right. So if a girl said that back, what would you think?
No, I would think that's awesome. Because
okay.
that obviously... puts it the ball
oh,
in my
yeah,
court.
No. Once I got that, I was like, yes.
You're in
yeah.
at that point. But I mean, I also have done that. Have you heard of...
yeah.
Do you remember when I used to find her cute? Like in high school, like I used to talk about her. She did TBHs all the time on Twitter. And I would answer those and she would say I was cute and to hit her up. But then when I hit her up, she's like never responsive. Like she would respond a little bit, but it was like playing too much games. I'm like, come on.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. It's Ashlyn's friends type of people that want people and then don't want people.
You have to cut that out.
I can bleep it. No, but... I still leave it in.
What I was talking about anyway.
No, they don't know her last name. They don't know which one I'm talking about.
Where would Ethan possibly meet someone?
See, that's the thing. Is like, it sucks because
I feel like it's
all of our classes are like online.
Yeah.
So it's
really cut off.
We get so disconnected.
Yeah.
I haven't met a new person. Like, if I didn't go out to a bar, I wouldn't meet a single new person for like
yeah, you
months.
wouldn't get to meet any cute guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, like, even at school, like, it might just be because I'm in engineering and engineering girls are weird, but like I can't imagine dating any of them. They're terribly
there's a
like...
lot of attractive women in the business field.
I mean, I meet a lot of people, not like guys, but just in class. I would have like four or five people that I was like class friends with
yeah.
every semester and like for each class.
Yeah.
And now it's like me, myself, and I just learning on Zoom.
It's just my natural like personality, like I make friends really easy, so girls like take me as like that friend.
Yeah.
And to explain that, once I got out of my past relationship, I went on Tinder and Bumble and I set up an account and everything. Those girls that I'm friends with at USF, like in sororities and stuff, sent the picture of my profile around on Tinder because I got it back to me from like one of my accounting friends, and she was like, did you create this Tinder profile? And I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm in a group chat. And they're all saying like,
they're like, Ethan's on here? Like, that's weird. Like, he doesn't belong. Ethan deserves, like, a really, like, good girl. And I'm just, like, thinking, like, girls always say that. Ethan deserves, like, a really good girl. Yeah. But never talking about themselves.
They also always say that you meet people, like, out in the club and, like,
but at bars. But I don't do that.
Like, I also feel like those relationships never last. Like, I don't know a success story of a relationship that started in the club. Do you?
Okay, we also, like, just turned legal.
That is recently. True. But, I mean, I just don't. I don't.
But even
I kind of want to start.
With your family, like, your parents, do they know anyone that has a success story that started in the club?
Devin. No, but I feel like you need Devin that. Devin
met Taylor in the club, so that could end up to a success story.
Devin also met a lot of his other girlfriends in the club. Devin.
Yeah, that is true. He has, but...
I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen. No, I'm definitely not putting that out there, but, like,
I
feel like if you're looking for a solid relationship, the club is not where you're going to find it.
I just find it crazy that all the, like, speaking about Taylor, Devin's girlfriend in particular, like, whenever, if Devin were to come to me and be like, hey, I met a girl at the club, I like, really like her, and I'm thinking about bringing her around the family, instantly in my head, I'm like, he met her at the club, like, I'm going to hate this girl. But then I meet, like, Taylor, and
yeah,
I'm like,
no,
you found her at the club? Like, what? Like, that's so weird. Like, she's like, this innocent girl, and then, like, all of a sudden, you met her at the club. Like, I just don't understand.
It definitely could happen, but...
I feel like college clubs are different than just, like, regular clubs. Because you go into a college club, and there's someone, like, for instance, me, I study all the time. I'm so dedicated to school. Like, I get so much work done. And yeah, I don't party that much, but I know people who are also pre-med who care a lot about their school and they go out every week. And, like, that's just what people do to, like, chill out and to meet people now, especially because of COVID. Like, so many people go out to find people. And, like,
that's
because
true.
Everyone's going out,
that's true.
Like, you're going to find people that, like, you have stuff in common with when you go out.
If you hear about a guy that doesn't like to go out, do you instantly have a thought about him? Like, oh, he doesn't like that fun.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Really?
She hates the fact that I don't like to go out.
No, I don't. I just think that if you have never gone out.
Yeah.
And had at least one, like, quality experience. Like, maybe you didn't have fun, but you have to have had, like, not something terrible happen to you.
Yeah.
If you can say you went out and you honestly didn't like it, it
yeah.
wasn't for you, then fine. But if you've never been out and you're like, people who go to clubs are wasting their life and they're partiers and they're trashy and it's just everyone who goes out clubbing is a waste of time, then yeah, I have a problem with you because, like, I don't know, people go to have fun. It doesn't
yeah.
mean, like, I know those people who go every single night. Yeah, like, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But, like, if you go every now and then just to, like, blow off some steam and dance and have fun and, like, meet new people, I think that that's good for you.
Well, I never, like, looked at people who went to the club as, like, trashy and stuff. It's just, I've actually looked at people who go to the club, like, I'm jealous. Like, I wish I was comfortable with, like, going and doing that. But I'm like, a person that, you know, does random crap and doesn't care what people think. But then when I think about going to a club and partying, I do think about getting embarrassed about being out of my element, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well,
yeah.
It's like, also, you're not the only one that is being crazy.
Yeah, see, that's, I noticed that.
You feel nervous. I remember feeling that way the first few times I ever went out. Like, I was like, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
All the other girls are going to look, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to look different from all the other girls. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's going to know that I don't do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go, and after a few drinks, not even, like, drunk, but after a few drinks, you are, like, honestly just seeing how much fun everyone else is having and how they don't care what people think of them.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I feel comfortable here. And, like,
yeah.
You could literally, like, I dance so terribly, and you can, like, be dancing, and people will just be like, you're awesome. Like,
you're
not, like,
awesome.
Even flirting with you, just,
yeah.
like, cheering you on and, like, joking around when, like, an old song comes on and everyone's, like, singing.
Yeah.
Like, no one, like, there's no judgment, even though you, like, feel, like, when you're going into it that there's going to be.
With your friends, whenever they go out, I feel, like what Taylor was saying, like, he can't see people going out and meeting, like, you know, a successful relationship. Whenever I think about girls who go out, I think that they just want to hook up and be done with it. Like, your friends, whenever they go out, are they like, oh, I'm going to go out and meet the love of my life tonight? I know, obviously, they don't do that. But, I mean,
so
are they only going out? And if their only mindset in their head is, like, I'm going to just hook up with a guy if it comes to that.
My friends never have that mentality because every time we go out, we're, like, we're going out as, like, a group of girls. And, like, we just want to have fun and, like, let loose and, like, we're all going home together. Like, that's the plan.
Okay.
Like, I would never let my friends go home with a random guy, but that's also just because I know that they wouldn't want to go home with a random guy.
Yeah.
I know for sure that there are girls who show up and they're, like, scouting out, like, who am I going to sleep with tonight and leave in the morning and never talk to them again.
Really?
Yes.
That's
fucked. I mean, that's for sure. Like, that's a thing, but you can tell when you first talk to someone. Like, if a guy just, like, walks up to you and is like, hey, like, what are you drinking? You're automatically like, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't know exactly.
But if you're, like, dancing and then you see another group of, like, five guys dancing, like, by themselves, you're like, they're here to have a good time too.
Yeah.
And then, like, if everyone starts, like, in a circle or something, like, dancing, and they're just having a good time, then they're like, oh, like, afterwards, they're like, oh, you guys want a round? Like, they're just being friendly.
Yeah.
They're, you can tell automatically, even if you're drunk, like, that what people are there for, and you always, like, bounce around a little bit between people and you realize like, oh, we don't want to talk to these guys. So then we like move on and like try to find groups of people who are like there to have fun instead of hooking up. But like, if you want the hookup scene, you could definitely find it because it's there too.
That's so much thinking, so much.
But you don't think about it. You just like,
know,
it's like the cues. You just feel it.
I need to get sauced before I do that. See how I use the title and the, yeah. Okay.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. I feel like, you know, I feel like whoever I meet, there's going to be some weird story behind it. I'm hoping. I want like a weird story. I don't want it to be like, oh, I met a girl at school and we just like started talking, or like at work and, you know, we had to deal with each other every day and we decided like, oh, let's go out. And I want it to be like, oh, I was driving and I hit a girl and then I like got out of my car and I said, are you okay? And she's like, damn, you're cute. And then I like picked her up and we went out for a drink or something.
That's why I hope Starbucks girl gives you a chance. Because
there is a story behind it.
Would it be an Ethan Phillips love story if it wasn't like
weird?
Completely weird.
It wouldn't be. I think it would be really cool if it hit off with Starbucks girl because I would be able to tell her like, I've been talking to like my friend and my family, like I wouldn't say it like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, as I got to know what I can say around her, I could literally tell her a story.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no.
All I was thinking about was it. I could ask her about her thoughts about if I would have asked her for her number at this point, what would she have said? And then if she's like, if you would have asked me from the first time, I would have said yes. And I'd be like, damn it. That's always how it goes. Whenever I figure out a girl likes me and then we do end up talking a little bit, whether it goes good or not, I always do those like what if questions, you know what I'm talking about? Like when you're in middle school and you just what ifs, I love those. What if I did this? Like at this point, what would you do? And then they're always like, they would have done what I would have wanted them to do.
But are they just saying that?
Maybe. Because they like, you know, were interested. So obviously like to hype it up more. But that's what I'm saying. It's those what ifs that I know it's like a middle school thing, but those are fun. That's a fun game to play.
Dude, just thinking about it, you have just talked to so many different girls.
I have talked to a lot.
Like, I don't actually realize it until I start thinking.
You're trying to make me feel bad?
No, you just have a lot of stories.
I do.
And I don't really have that many stories.
In high school and senior year, I like asked so many girls. Like I remember I tried to talk to there was like, you know, there's two years younger than you, you know, junior to freshman. That was like prime year where I tried so hard. I just cannot catch one. It was just so difficult. I tried so hard. And I look back at pictures of myself in high school. I'm like, why the hell was my hair like that? I do that all the time.
I do that too, though.
It's just like, that looks so bad. But nobody knew the difference. So like, obviously it doesn't look weird.
Because we all did weird stuff in high school.
I can't wait till Cooper starts having relationship stories.
Yep,
I mean, he does now, but like, I mean, actual relationship stories.
He talks about this one girl all the time, and I say, "How's this girl?" And he'd be like, "Hot."
Yeah, he says
she wants to feast on
me. He wants to feast on me, yeah. Oh, I miss him. I really wish, like, he was here to talk.
Yeah.
He would have a lot to say and back himself up. But I'd be like, Cooper, how's your girlfriend? And he'd be like, I have many. I'm like, no, you have one that you always talk about.
He always says that. He either has one that day or the next day he's got three. But there's always that one girl that's still part of
that
group.
There's always that one. And I'm like, I feel bad. Like, I feel for her. Like, come on, Coop, don't. We had that conversation on the last podcast. I was like, if you're going to be like any of the brothers, be like, and I was pointing to myself. And he's like, I'm not going to be like you. And he's like, if anybody, I'm going to be like Devin. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. I was like, if you're going to be smooth, you got to be like Devin. Just keep the relationship. Sorry, Devin.
That girl probably feels terrible that, like, he thinks about other girls and, like, they're just so young that that's going to get in her head so bad.
Maybe.
I'm single, link me up. And you're like, no, you're not. He goes, well, like, but I am.
I am. I just talked. What he got her for Christmas?
What?
I thought it was so cute. He got her a bow for her hair. She wears bows every day. He noticed that. He's being mysterious. And he bought her a bow.
Aww.
And I asked him like a month later. I was like, has she worn it yet? He's like, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. But like that's cute. Like,
no, that's
she apparently liked it. He said that she hadn't worn it yet. I don't know if she has.
You should ask him on the next one.
Yeah, he Snapchats her all the time. It's just weird. And he won't let me read
his
text either.
Hackers don't get
he's
them.
Oh my god. He's in a group chat with girls. Like, it's him and like seven girls, and he won't let me see that his text messages.
Like, he's just like, they all think I'm hot.
Wait, is it just him and
him
Summer?
And like seven girls, and randomly they'll FaceTime him.
That's
and it's
lit.
Seven people.
That's lit.
My man's like freaking amazing. He's doing way better than I ever did. Already.
How?
I don't know. He's smooth. I spoke to him. I said, when girls, you know, at that age, what do they think of you? He's like, they all think I'm weird, but like a cute weird. And I'm like, yeah, that they'll get over that.
My mom actually asked about the podcast, and I mentioned the fact that Cooper is like, thinks he's like
a hot
the
shot.
Jock of the school.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't really say anything. I thought she would have some insight because she,
yeah.
Like, she knows. What
yeah, she's like, no, everybody hates that kid. That would be funny. That would be so funny.
The amazing, the wonderful Cooper! What's up, Ethan?
You know, it's so good to have you back.
Yeah.
I was telling them with Taylor and Ashlyn, because they were right before you. This is the next day, by the way. This is the day after with Taylor and Ashlyn, which they are downstairs putting together David Dobrik's QR puzzle.
Yeah.
But Cooper's feeling better. He's back here, as you can see, with his very cringy introduction. How do you feel being back?
Good. Like, when I woke up today, I wasn't as tired. Like, I don't think I was sick.
Yeah.
But I was just really tired. Like,
you have COVID?
That was probably the most. No.
How do you know?
Because it's not a fever. It's just me being tired.
I think you just didn't want to be a part of the podcast yesterday.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't do that to the viewers. I would do it to you, not the viewers.
Yeah. I know you wanted to be on the podcast. So I come home today and I'm telling Cooper about the podcast and that it went really well and that we were talking him up yesterday. And then he walks away and my mom comes back into the kitchen 5 minutes later telling me that he was calling me selfish for doing the podcast without him. Do you have something to say about that?
Well, I didn't want you to be mad at me. But, and then when mom came in here, I know I could tell her.
What do you mean? Oh, you could complain about me to her and not to my face?
No, not to
That's complain. What you did.
Well, no, I never did that. I just didn't want you getting mad at me for not coming. That's why I said yes.
What?
Yeah.
You called me selfish.
Well, yeah, because you did it without me.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't not do it because you're sick. Like, think about like a radio show or something.
Oh, mom did the same thing.
Yeah,
she
well, that's why I brought it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, they're not going
to. She told you?
Yeah, she told me. She came downstairs and said that I was being mean. And I didn't do anything wrong. I just made the podcast because you weren't feeling well. I thought that's what you would want for the viewers.
No.
You wouldn't want that. What do you mean, no?
No.
That's selfish.
That's
you're
not
thinking
selfish.
For yourself.
No.
And look, you still made it onto the podcast.
That's true.
You're having a great time.
You have a point, but I also have a point.
No, you don't have a point. Your point's flawed. No, we're not agreeing to disagree. You're wrong, and that's period.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but
well, let's get into it.
Yeah. So
how's your day been?
Shut up. I've been with you all morning.
Yeah.
You know, today's Valentine's Day, so Cooper is my Valentine.
Ew.
I didn't get you anything. Yeah, I don't really like you that much. I got Mom and Tammy something. I felt bad that I didn't get Dad anything. I thought like
that was actually,
and he got me something, so that was nice of him.
I got everybody in my class something.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh wait, you do that thing where you all get everybody something.
But they wouldn't let us make the boxes. Like we used to be able to like make any type of box we want.
Yeah.
Or like any type of bag. Last one, I forgot what I did, but one of them was like a Batman one, and it looked super cool.
Huh.
Like the, did you have to do cards? His mouth was open.
Yeah.
And then you just stuck it in there.
Did you have to do cards for everybody? Like a card and candy?
No. Only you can do whatever you want.
What candy did you get?
I gave everybody the Trolley gummy worms.
Huh. Interesting. Where'd you go get it? Like Walgreens? Walmart?
Yeah, I think it was Walmart or something.
I think
or something.
In elementary school, I think everybody's favorite, and whenever I was in elementary school, was Nerds. So, you know, it would have your name on it. I think everybody loved Nerds. Yeah.
Well, I like Nerds, but the favorite? My favorite is probably the Laffy Taffy, even though I can't eat it.
Well, you can now. Your braces are off.
Well, I can now, but like when oh, yeah, I got my braces off.
Yeah, he looks uglier now, which is crazy. You would think it would be the other way around.
All right, okay, so when you said that you come in a little strong, and then you said what I mean by little
referring
strong
to the
okay. You said
and I come on strong, yeah, to women
a little strong, and then you said what I mean by little strong is strong.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I said I come on strong.
No, you said I come on a little strong, and then you said what I mean by a little strong is strong.
Oh, because I was emphasizing that. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Why?
No, I was emphasizing that. I said I come on a little strong, and I corrected myself. I come on strong. Do you not know what that phrase means?
Yes, but why wouldn't you just... Okay, whatever.
Like, kind of me saying I'm a little weird, and I'm like, no, I'm weird. Not a little weird. I'm weird.
Okay.
You obviously don't understand. Your brain's too small.
No, I don't understand.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, so what do you think? You know, from your point of view, do you think I, like, at your age, do you think I handle women well, or do you actually think that I'm weird too? Like, being at your age, like, what's your viewpoint? Because I know people my age at my viewpoint.
So, like what you are now, a weird guy. Okay. So, like, when, like, going, like, staying who you are and coming, let's say, into my body.
Weird, but okay. I would pick up women is what you're saying. That's a little like
I feel like you
pedophile-ish
would.
To think about.
I feel like you would.
That's
of course,
a little
not
weird.
Because
that's me with my thoughts being 22 years old, coming into your body and flirting with girls your age.
Well, you're the one who said it.
Yeah, but you're the one who brought up the example.
Fine. So let's just say when you were younger.
Okay.
I was not alive then, but...
No, you weren't. That was amazing.
How would I know?
What do you mean, how would you know?
I wasn't alive then. How would I know?
How would you know what?
How would I know if you could get girls when you were my age?
No, I'm just saying, like, right now, like, the age that I'm at. Like, how do you think that I handle girls?
Oh, I thought you said when you were younger.
Like... No. I know you don't know that. Like, now, seeing me interact with women, how do you think? Or hearing stories about me, how I interact with women. How do you see me? Straight up, blunt, go.
Well, you do okay.
Elaborate.
I think you do good.
But yeah, what's the good aspect?
But every girl...
It's playing too much.
Every girl you go for...
Yeah.
Is either weird...
Okay.
Hot or married.
Not married. I haven't gotten
married. Well, not married,
boyfriend.
But like boyfriend.
Yeah. That happens a lot. I don't go for them when they have a boyfriend. I go for them when they have a boyfriend, but I don't know they have a boyfriend. And then I realize they have a boyfriend, so then I stop. Sometimes. Sometimes. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
I stop sometimes.
No.
Imagine the people who are hearing this.
We were saying in the podcast, you didn't get to hear that part yet, but we were saying that if you're going to have anybody's quality when you grow up about how to pick up girls, finish my sentence, whose quality should you have? Out of the family, whose quality?
Oh, out of the family, yeah. Okay. I would say...
This is an easy one. I thought we already did this. I thought you'd be quick to it. Whose quality should you have when you're picking up girls?
Devin.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Devin.
Yeah. Devin's really... Devin, like, is really witty.
He's smooth.
Yeah, he's very smooth. And I never picked up on that.
I never picked up on that.
I never got that part of it.
Yeah. Now look what you turned out like.
Lame.
Lame. Didn't have to say that, Ethan.
Yeah, I know. Was your girl from school not your Valentine?
Well, I think we did it mentally, you know? You know what I mean?
I don't.
Don't know what I mean?
No.
No?
How is she not your Valentine? You didn't ask her to be your Valentine?
No.
You've been talking to her for like a whole year.
Okay.
Wow, somebody's nervous. You're not smooth. Nervous. You didn't get Devin's.
What? Yeah.
At your age, I was.
At least asking. I didn't. You did not.
Uh-huh. Yes, I did.
No, no. I would get rejected. I have too many. I can't just ask one person, then let all the rest go. You got to keep it. You have to maintain it. Blah blah blah. Blah. Maintain it. What? Like, let's say there's a circle, and everybody in the circle are girls that feast on you.
Okay.
And then you let one out.
Okay.
And then the circle breaks.
Why would it break? Like a bubble? Like it pops?
Yeah, it pops.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can't let one of them go when you have all of them in one circle. Then it pops.
I don't get the reference.
Pop.
I got the pop part. Pop. Okay. So you're keeping all of them
in one little circle.
In one little circle.
No, big circle.
Which is your group chat with seven girls. That's your circle.
No, there's a lot more.
No, you told me it's seven, exactly.
Yeah, group chats don't matter. That's not my circle.
That's not your circle of girls?
If I had a circle, it would probably be all the girls in my contact.
List.
You know what I mean?
Do you have all... Do they all have Snapchats?
Like I said last podcast... Some girls, like, they're over, like, they're safety, like, they...
For hacking?
Yes. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't get
it. I don't get it either. Well, like, I mean, if you have text, you should have Snapchat, you know?
I guess. I don't know how you people
but,
think at your age.
Another girl's Snapchat, but we snap a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you talk about?
Snap. We just take random photos. Okay, I need a question, and I don't get why older, like, teens
mm-hmm.
do it. Why do they snap, like, a quarter of their face and not the rest?
Because they think they're ugly. That's
why Tammy and Thomas do it!
Yes, because they're ugly.
I just said their names.
It's okay. That's family. That's fine. Tammy is my sister, and Thomas is my sister's boyfriend, for all of you people
you
out there don't
Thomas
know.
Thomas is my other sister.
Thomas is my other sister. No, we hate him. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Tell him how much you love Thomas.
Well, every time he comes in, I say wrong house. So.
No, we don't actually hate him. We just like to joke around.
Yeah,
obviously...
of course. Yeah, we don't hate him.
All right, guys. Thank you. I think that's all the time that we have today. I want to mm-hmm. thank Ashlyn and Taylor for being a part of this podcast.
Ashlyn, Taylor! Thank you.
They're downstairs. That's why Cooper's yelling down to them.
Thanks for taking my spot.
No problem.
Nerds.
Yeah, thank you to them. I'm going to have their Instagram @ in the description. I know you love that @ word. I can't @ Cooper because he still doesn't have an Instagram. I do want to mention that there's going to be two links in the description.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, Cooper, but people can send us audio messages
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, they send whatever they want to say, any questions they want to ask, and it uploads to like a library.
That's
on
cool.
this. Yeah.
So we can like hear them.
Yeah. No, it'll literally be like a voicemail kind of. and they can send it to us and we can just drag that audio into our podcast if we want to, like, you know, refer to it or if we think it's funny or something like that.
So girls, do you want to talk to me in private? You know, just you can always, you know, chat private with E and say, just let Cooper hear this because, you know, I got that beast.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to give Cooper a peace of mind and tell him that he's dumb and he talks himself up too much, you can send me that.
Come get it. No, that chicken leg in there.
What does that even mean? That's gonna be the first link. The second link is going to be the link to our merch.
Yes, sir. Sauce, it's amazing
merch. I already bought you a jacket, and I bought Taylor, Devin's girlfriend, Devin, and Cole, Devin's roommate, all shirts, and I bought myself a face mask. Ooh. Like I went all out.
You know what would be cool?
What would be cool?
If we could, like, make a sauce mask, but you know how you have one of those lighting up masks?
Yeah.
We could, like, have, have it sauced or the initials.
Yeah, but so there's, like, standard designs that I can do. I can't do all of that because I don't have full control of the actual clothing. I make the logo and I upload it, and they put it on shirts, and then they sell those shirts and stuff like that. So it's not like I design the actual fabric and how soft the jackets are and stuff like that, which we will if, like, you know, we grow bigger and we get more support and stuff like that, but we can't really do that. So I think it's fun to just have a logo out there that's specifically for us. And I didn't take the logo from anywhere. I actually made it. It wasn't hard to make, but I made it in Photoshop of Adobe. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's in there. So that's gonna be the second link. So if you guys want to go buy that or even go look at it, I'm gonna get the products probably by next podcast, so I'll actually be able to tell you all the quality. I'm not gonna lie about the quality. If I think the quality's crap, I'm gonna tell you the quality's crap. I'm not gonna be like, go buy this and it's actually cheap material. So I'll let y'all know about that. But thank you for listening. Thank you, Cooper, for being able to be part of this podcast at least a little bit, even though we did it without you for the first 3/4 of it. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
it's fine.
But
you have to let it continue.
Yeah, I have to let it continue. Yeah. The show must go on.
Yes.
All right.
I was trying to think of that sentence, just I forgot.
Yeah. Okay.
To be continued.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a Sauce Podcast, and we will see you later.
Adios.